The Canadian boat to Gaza is one of 10 boats that set out to be part of this year's Freedom Flotilla to break the blockade on the port of Gaza. The Canadian boat, along with the American boat, were scheduled to leave from Greece. But Greece has come under heavy pressure from Israel to stop the boats from leaving port. Today, the Greek Coast Guard announced that the departure of ships from Greek ports to the maritime area of Gaza has been prohibited. The Greek Coast Guard and military personnel then proceeded to surround both the Canadian boat, which was still at dock in Agios Nikolaos, and the American boat, which had set sail from a different Greek port. The American boat was brought back to shore and the Canadian boat is unable to leave. To find out what's happening, I'm speaking with Miles Howe, a Canadian reporter for the Media Co-op and Dominion, who's participating in the flotilla aboard the Canadian boat. Hi, Miles. How are things going?
Everything's coming pretty hot and heavy here right now.
Can you tell us what's going on in Greece right now?
I can definitely tell you what's going on in Agios Nikolaos, where the Takrir has been stationed for several weeks now. That's definitely open for the duration of our stay here. We were keeping that, you know, secret, including in press releases, stuff like that. Nobody was saying where we were. We're on the island of Crete. Today, word came down from above that the Greek government has buckled to Israeli pressure and has issued an outright ban on all boats leaving Greece bound for Gaza. So what that meant to us is there's been days and days now of sort of more intense scrutiny, administrative hoops to jump through, let's say. There's been more and more obscure kind of needing things signed and needing documents and needing to check things over. So it's been, I would say, a death by a thousand paper cuts. It's the catchphrase of the day, I would say. So today what happened is with this ban coming through, George Papandreou's let this be known, today we had a real presence on the boat. There were about 10 police officers at one time. The harbor master came down. He attempted to seize our travel log and the papers that without those papers, the Takrir cannot sail. He wanted those papers and he wanted to take them.
So they'd already checked your papers over before, right?
Yeah. What they found is if a cop wants to bust you for something, let's say you get pulled over for a speeding ticket, they'll find something wrong with the car. So they're going over to find you from home. And the only thing that they found was that the radio did not have the proper signal on it. The radio was still marked to the signal of the boat's old name, which was the Hellenus, and now it needed to have the radio signal needed to say the Takrir. So that was done. A new radio was purchased and installed to no avail. So they played their hand today. The boat's owner, Sandra Ruch, or R-U-C-H, she refused to let the papers go out of her hands. She forced herself to be escorted by the harbor master to the port police, which was basically on the out of town. And the peaceful activists on board sort of got their first taste of peaceful activism, and they all stood up in a line, sort of blocked the way. And the harbor master did not want a confrontation, so he said he would wait until we were done, and then the peaceful activists said that they would wait until he left. So this was all going on at the boat, at the marina. Quite a crowd was gathering. There were police cars, there was Port Authority, there were gentlemen in camouflage, didn't want the photos taken. It was quite a fiasco. Tourists were showing up, taking photos. All the banners got unfurled. All the Canada to Gaza banners. All the Belgium to Gaza. All the Australia to Gaza banners. All the banners that had been painted by school kids across Canada were then, rapidly unfurled. So it was quite a sight. It was definitely different because for days now since we've been here, we've been under strict lock and key on taking photos outside the boat. And there's been a four-person security detail on the boat at all times. And so to see that sort of transition from very secret to the cat's out of the bag suddenly was quite interesting to see, quite a shock. Then what happened is Sandra clasping the papers. It was Canada Day, so she wrapped herself in a Canadian flag. And all the protesters, the peaceful activists that are the crew of the boat, marched through the streets of Agios Nikolaos, saying, "Free Gaza, free the flotilla, shame on Papandreou." They were repeating these things in Greek, and they marched to the streets. Most people just sort of, you know, looked on, didn't really know what was going on. People here have a lot of economic troubles, so they definitely got their own plates full. And it's very important to know. I mean, the captain of the boat was there. He was saying that, you know, it's a small village, not that small, but it's small enough that everybody knows everybody. And he was saying that the people that he knew that were, you know, making these decisions, making us, you know, go through the funnel of hoops that, you know, I don't even know what's going to happen now, that these were his friends and that their orders came from up high, and that if they didn't follow them, they'd lose their jobs.
Sorry, it wasn't just the Canadian boat that got stopped today, right? I guess you guys were hearing about the American boat that decided to leave despite being told not to?
Apparently, the American boat apparently did make a run for it. I guess they sailed for 25 minutes. On that front, I mean, you do know as well as I do, we're not getting any information other than, you know, what's being reported by American journalists on board the boat. Can't tell you what was going on there. I wasn't there.
But, I mean, it's an attack on the whole flotilla.
Yeah, this is correct. Papandreou did make the statement today, as I mentioned, that Greece has put a lockdown and will not allow any boats to sail out of Greece bound to Gaza. It's sort of in the realm of conjecture for the moment as to what exactly we're going to do. The peace activists now are headed towards the boat with all their stuff. We're checking out rapidly of the hotel where we've been. We are now into a position of going to occupy the boat. Where we're going from that stage, we'll have to wait and see tomorrow. I don't know whether the Port Authority is going to grant us the authority or to grant us the permission at this point to sail anywhere else other than our initial port of Gaza. But I think, you know, honestly, I would say that's the plan, to find somewhere else to sail to. Things have gotten extremely hot here, and it's time to get out. We cannot occupy the boat for, you know, too long. We've got food for 10 days aboard the boat. But, you know, there's no showers on there, and there's 50 people. So when we're at sea, when we're sailing, the days can go by, and you can go without a shower for as long as need be, so long as you're on the mission. I have full faith in these activists. They've proven their mettle. They're very strong and, you know, brave people. But, you know, languishing in the sun in Merida on a boat that's not allowed to leave, you know, without a shower, that's gonna be a real test. So I think at this point we're hoping to get out of here, to go to some other friendly port, potentially on the Mediterranean, that would give us papers to sail to Gaza. Everybody still wants to do this legally, but at this point, legality is starting to clamp down very severely on our freedoms.
You are listening to an interview with Miles Howe, a Media Co-op reporter who's in Greece participating in the Freedom Flotilla 2, Stay Human. I'm Palmyra Boutillier with the Halifax Media Co-op.